for the chicks, we're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks.
Sorry we're late, but I just learned something about your daughter's friends that is blowing my mind.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it because it's breaking news, you guys. It's breaking 11 and 12-year-old news.
It's important.
So important. Everybody needs to know it. And we need to discuss it here on the Mock and Daisy show.
We do indeed. But not before we talk about the new pillow deal, you guys.
I wish
there's
we
a
had,
new
like,
pillow deal.
Like flashing lights.
No, because then people with seizure disorders would not be able to watch our show.
That's right. We can't have flashing lights.
And we don't want to offend the seizure disorder community.
Maybe like streamers or something. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. Like just explosive confetti that the people here would have to clean up.
Right. Because we're not seizureish, you guys.
No. In fact, my son just had a big one. It was awful.
Okay. Now they're saying that you're staticky again.
I am. You guys, I have a new cord. So that means it's not the cord.
She's going to lose her crap, you guys.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is a brand new cord. So if it's not the cord, I don't even.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do.
I don't know.
I don't.
That's really upsetting. That's really upsetting, you guys.
We're going to have to broadcast underwater or something. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, this is really upsetting. Okay, but first, let me tell you about the new MyPillow deal, because this is super exciting. Because remember, we've been talking about you can get your 40% off MyPillow slippers, the kitten fur squeezy technology slippers and moccasins. So now there's a deal for chicks, watchers, and listeners where, you know, the towels that we rave about, like it's our favorite. The towels are amazing.
The towels are so great.
So normally a set, like every towel set comes with two big giant bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, right? That's a set. So normally the set is $110. And believe me, it's worth every freaking penny because they are the best towels ever.
Really amazing.
But now if you use code CHICKS, they're only $44.98. The whole set. The whole set.
I'm going to have to get a couple new sets for like the cabin and then the house. We're building a house. And so I'm going to have to do that.
$44, you guys?
Oh my God. And they are all absorby and fluffy. And there's no towels in the world like them.
That is an amazing deal, but you got to use code CHICKS. And if you go to the website, if you go to mypillow.com, there's like a radio listeners button that you click on, and then you use promo code CHICKS, or you can call their number.
CHICKS. 800-875-0513.
Code CHICKS.
It's right there.
It's right there. You should do it because I'm telling you, if you've been waiting to try the towels and now you're like, I mean, should I try the towels? Should I not try the? Yes, you should try the towels. $45 for a set. Do not wait. Get yourself all the colors because this is the code. This is the time. Now, right now is the time.
They said it was very soft, so I'm going to move my. I'll move my microphone if you think I'm very soft. Okay, that should help.
Yeah, that should help. And everybody says that you're in purple.
I'm not in purple, you guys. This is black. This apartment is so crazy. It makes everything purple. It's very bizarre. It makes me purple. It makes everything purple. I don't know.
Okay, so tell the story. Tell the story about what your daughter just told me.
Let me get this story out of the way. So my daughter comes in here as we're prepping, right? She comes in here and she tells a story to Mock about how she and her 11-year-old friends are all in a group chat, right? And so yes, 2 days ago we were talking. I was showing her a picture of I just saw something on Instagram about Chris Hemsworth. And I'm sorry, I'm not sorry, but Chris Hemsworth is like, you know how everybody has like their person who's like just so hot, right? My husband will know. He knows that I think Thor and Chris Hemsworth is completely hot. Well, so I showed her a picture. I'm like, is that a nice looking man, right? It's a really good looking man. And she kind of giggled and she goes, Mommy, I'm going to take a picture of him and show him to my group chat. So she took a picture.
She thought he was hot.
Yeah, I mean, I think Gwen pretty much thought that Chris Hemsworth, because he is.
Hello.
And she is of my loins, right? So she took a picture of Chris Hemsworth, who is like fine, and put him in the group chat, right? 11-year-old girls. These are preteens who are starting to like, you know, look at boys and stuff like that. Put him in the group chat and they all were like, ew. And they
is
all
he did too the old? It wasn't because he was too old.
Maybe. Well, one of them said he looked like a turkey or something. I mean, I don't know. It's like they had all these like comments, and I was like, "I'm sorry, what? Like what?
Oh how my
could
god!
You not, I'm like, how can you not think that Chris Hemsworth is just like the cutest thing ever? I don't understand. And maybe it is. Maybe
an age thing.
Maybe it's an age thing. Maybe it's because they are like into like Harry Styles or something.
You guys, why? Why? Now, I've heard, because my kid gets compared to him sometimes,
right.
But I think it's just because they have long hair. I think it's just because my kid has long hair.
I don't understand
it. Because he wears dresses, and I don't want to do
so
a dress.
Anyway, so that happened. You guys will have to weigh in and tell me if you think that Chris Hemsworth is hot.
But I mean,
the most important news is that Bill and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce.
Right. I mean, that is the big news of the day. Watch out. Step aside, Jeff Bezos, with your gajillion-dollar divorce, because now we have the Gateses to step in your place.
Bill Gates.
$130 billion divorce with no prenup. So.
Uh-huh. That's going to be really interesting. Bill
Gates.
That's
going to be 50-50.
He's on the prowl now, ladies. He's on the prowl. Talk about a fine specimen.
But there will be women. There will be like.
Oh, yeah.
Knockout, drop-dead gorgeous women who throw themselves at him.
This is the thing. This is therein lies the difference, right? Like, there will be women who'll be like, oh, yeah, Bill Gates. That's the thing, because they'll see his checkbook. Do people have checkbooks anymore? Do people even have checkbooks anymore?
He probably does.
Yeah.
I think he has a checkbook.
That's right. He probably does have a checkbook. But we were discussing before we got on here, like, they're not in California.
I thought they were in the Northwest.
Probably in Seattle. I think they're in Seattle. But I mean, they should just split everything right down the middle, because who cares? They have so much money at this point. Like, you can't
even
count it.
And it's been 27 years.
It's a long time.
I mean, that's a long, long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense for them to just split it, because when you're about to have $65 billion apiece, are you upset? Are you like, that's not enough?
No. And you're like 60 years old, right? Aren't they like almost 60 years old or around that
65.
Age?
Well, she's 56 and he's 65. Yeah.
Okay. So like, even if you got a billion, could you spend a bill? Okay. You could spend $1 billion.
I mean, I could, but it would take some time.
Right.
And
I would help you. I would help you spend $1 billion.
Right. I mean,
we would have fun.
That's a lot of money. That's so many millions of dollars.
It is.
I would have a hard time spending $5 million.
Right. That's the thing. This is the thing. So, I mean, that much money, it's not like she's going to be like, super upset if he gave her just a billion, which
yeah, a billion dollars,
You guys, I mean, he has like $100-something billion,
$130 billion. That's a lot of money.
I mean, my God, that's a lot. That's a whole. I can't even wrap my brain around that figure.
They've got three kids that are grown. I mean, the youngest of their three kids is 18. So.
Yeah.
It's not like a child support type of situation.
Right. Vonda wants to know if that much money can fix a gag reflex.
I mean, right?
It's a great
I don't know
question.
How women do it, right? Because like, there's like these super hot women that will get married to like disgusting, old, decrepit, barely alive men just for money. And I'm assuming they're doing the thing.
They're doing it, you guys. They are doing it.
Yeah. After 27 years, though, this is always amazing to me. Do you remember when Captain and Tennille got a divorce? And we were like...
Devastated.
You guys!
You were devastated.
You've been married for like 400 years. Why? You're like 90. Like, why do this now?
Well, there's reason. You were devastated because you thought that love would actually keep them together.
I did. Mm-hmm. I didn't want them to shop around.
No.
So devastated by that.
I was, because you guys, there is no bigger Captain and Tennille fan than me.
I know. Like, seriously, she's all about them. The muskrat love.
Muskrat, mm-hmm. candlelight. I love them. I love them so much. So 27 years, and now she's saying their marriage is irretrievably broken. But they are planning on continuing their, like, foundation thing together.
Mm-hmm. They've given away billions of dollars in that. So that's nice that they've done that. I mean, congratulations to them. I still think that he's just gross. He's a creepy dude, man. Creepy.
Now, here's a little factoid that I did not know. He was already a billionaire when they got married. I did not know that. I kind of thought that he was, like, probably a millionaire, but no.
Wait, he was a billionaire? He's actually a billionaire with a B. Wow.
Yeah, it says he was already a billionaire when he married Melinda in the early 90s. He founded Microsoft in 1975 and became the world's youngest billionaire in 1987.
Wow.
So that, I mean,
And no prenup. That's pretty impressive. Good for him. Right? I mean, yeah, bravo to him, right, for not making her sign a prenup.
Now, there's, you know, because they're just saying that whole our marriage is irretrievably broken thing, they're not exactly saying a reason, but there is some speculation because she has said in the past that he has a lot of trouble balancing work and family.
Yeah.
But I mean, the kids are grown now. So, like, how is that? If that was going to be an issue, it would have been an issue while the kids were
in the growing. House. In the house. You know what I would love? I would love for, like, just once to have, like, a celebrity divorced couple just say the things instead of saying, like, it's irretrievably whatever, or we're getting a, like, a, what is it, unconscious coupling, all that bull crap. just say the things like, I can't stand him. I hate the way he breathes.
You know? Like, you want Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, like, every single time.
Like, I just want to hear the things. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to hear them say what they really hate about each other.
Yeah.
Because they hate each other. Otherwise, they wouldn't be getting a divorce. If they didn't hate each other at this point. Because let's face it, marriage, I mean, there are things that, you know, you're just like, you know, I don't like the fact that you don't pick up your socks. I don't like the fact that you do this. But I mean, people get divorced for reasons. Mm. They split up for reasons. They don't just get divorced because they're like, well, I mean, we've just grown apart.
Yeah.
Give me a break. You hate the guy. Like, there's a reason that you don't like. He's weird. He's like, we see it too, lady. So just say the things. Like, we want to see it. I want to hear it. I think it'd be kind of funny to hear it. I don't know, just for once. Yeah, I want to hear, like, the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp things, just like you said.
This is one of the daughters. Look how pretty she is.
She's gorgeous. Yeah.
She's the oldest, I think. So she looks like Jennifer Gates.
She looks like her mom.
Yeah, she does look kind of like her mom. Now, apparently Bill and Melinda released a simultaneous statement that was the same. I mean, they both released the same statement.
You mean a PR person did?
Right. And so they were like, hi, friends. That's how they, like, started the statement. Really? I mean,
I know. It's
hi,
like,
friends.
First of all, I'm not your friend. Second of all, it's like, if you're going to put out a statement, at least give us something juicy. Come on.
Right. Why don't you just give a lot of money to everybody for dealing with this bull crap publicly?
Just get, like, give us all a stimulus check. That would be fun.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Anyway, so they're donezo. So that's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That all breaks down.
I mean, do we really care? Who cares? She's going to get like $65 billion. Oh, cry me a river. Okay. Whatever.
In other ridiculous news, Hunter Biden, remember how he did the book and he got like a $2 million advance for telling about how he was a meth head and remember? And then it barely sold anything.
Oh my God. Yes. Somebody gave him a book deal and gave him that much money to talk about the fact that he had a drug problem. He's a hero, you guys.
Stunning and brave.
He is really stunning and brave.
So he is coming out with a sequel.
Oh, congratulations, Hunter.
So that's happening. He is considering writing a sequel to his autobiography, despite the fact that that autobiography sold 10,000 copies in its first week. I don't know what the total sales are at this point, but generally the first week is the big, you know, predictor of how it's going to go. And yeah, I guess he just isn't done talking about all the things that he did.
Wow. Only in today's America, right?
We always reward terrible behavior. That's really the American way.
We really, really do.
That is the American way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Hunter Biden. Yay. Yay.
Also, very, very excited because you guys, Mother's Day is right around the corner. It's this weekend. Like, it has come out of nowhere.
It is.
And if you are still like, oh, crap, what am I going to get my mom? What am I going to get my wife? We are your solution. You can get the coolest package thing right now from GenuCell, which is a brand of Chamonix. Chamonix looks like this, by the way.
We love this stuff. We both use the creams. I use the XV cream, and it's fantastic. So, I mean, this is stuff that we use. If you guys are interested, you should definitely check it out. Go to lovegenucell.com/chicks and enter our code, and you can get an extra 10% off. It's really good stuff. Check it out. They have a whole line of fantastic products.
Now, to clarify about the XV cream, because that's the stuff that Daisy uses. I have it too. It's amazing stuff. It's like so luxurious. But that is what you get. If you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, they have packages, right? And one of the packages is called the most popular package. And it's called that for a reason, as you might imagine. It's the most popular one. But that's the package that you want to get, that you will get the free XV cream if you get it. No matter what you order, you're going to get 10% off if you use code CHICKS. But if you want the free cream, make sure to order the most popular package when you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks. And it's GENUCEL. Also, if you're a person who has puffiness, bags under your eyes, this is a very common problem. And this is their flagship product, is their plant stem cell therapy eye cream. They've got like a daily, and then they've got something called Instant Effects, which actually kind of tightens everything up right when you use it. So that's their like amazing, amazing thing. And that is also part of that package, that most popular package. So if you get the package that has the eye cream, you get the XV cream for free. It's kind of an amazing deal, and you should do it right now.
Yeah, you should. It's not just for chicks, too, so remember that.
That's right.
Anyways, yeah.
Dudes get bags.
Dudes get bags. They do get bags. They get bags.
They get the bags. So I'm just saying.
All right, so, and I can't believe Mother's Day is this weekend. It's so crazy. Anyway,
I know. It's like here already.
I can't believe it. Anywho. It's nuts. All right, what else is going on, Mom?
Well, I don't know, because I don't pay a lot of attention to the NFL draft. This is not my bag, right? So, but there's a kid from Utah.
BYU. Yeah, BYU.
Yes, BYU. Super cute little kid who was, I think, the second round pick for quarterback for somewhere. It doesn't matter. So, I mean, it matters to like some people.
I feel like people that don't pay attention now are paying attention because of this kid's mom.
Right. So that was the big story, right? So when he got picked, everyone was paying attention to his mom because his mom is super, super hot. This is Zach Wilson, by the way, is the kid's name. And his mom is like this absolute blonde bombshell, right? So she got a lot of attention during the draft because she's super hot.
She is adorable. So, she really is cute.
Oh, she's so cute.
Right.
And so one of the things, there's two actual stories about them. The first story is that unfortunately, he is getting questions about that. Like, instead of the focus being on his budding career,
right,
he's being asked in interviews, so how does it feel to have like a super hot mom?
Your hot mom. Could you imagine being a kid and being like asked all these questions about your hot mom? I mean, what do you do with that? And that does kind of suck because the focus is supposed to be on the fact that you're an awesome player.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, well, hello, what about me? I mean, because he's what? Like, how old is this kid? He's got to be
It's just right 18? Out of high school. Yeah.
18 years old. Yeah. So that kind of sucks. So you know his mom.
College, right? It'd be college.
I'm sorry. Old. Okay. So like 21. Yeah. So like his mom has got to be feeling bad about that too, in a way. I mean, his mom probably is like, well, good thing. But then also at the same time, she's probably like, well, that sucks for my kid because I just want the focus to be on him. You know, it's not my fault that I'm hot.
Yeah. You know what's got to suck for is his girlfriend.
Right.
Like, I mean, because he's got a very pretty girlfriend too. And meanwhile, it's his mom that's getting all the attention, right? So that's got to be weird. So anyway, that's the first thing is that he keeps getting asked about his mom, which I can't even imagine.
It's got to feel icky and weird. Yeah.
It's got to feel icky and weird.
It's just my mom. It's my mom.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. That's not okay. It is very strange. Yeah.
But the second problem is that now he and his mom are getting a bunch of backlash over previous tweets that they have liked. And because this is a conservative family, he liked years ago, he liked tweets in support of President Trump. He liked tweets that had to do with opposing kneeling in sports during the national anthem. His mom follows Madison Cawthorn, follows Melania, follows Candace Owens. And because of that, they are now getting dragged because of their conservatism. Yeah. And so that becomes the story, too. Like, people won't just let him be a great football player.
Right. I mean, I think one of the biggest stories here is that she doesn't follow us.
Well, that's a great point. I don't know if that's true, though. What if she does?
It would be fantastic.
Hi, Mom!
I know. Hey, Mom. Yeah, the thing is that this is something that we see too often now, is that people are going back, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, and they're going back and nitpicking and seeing what have people liked. If you have that kind of time on your hands, what is wrong? Like, you need to get a job. You need to get another job. What is wrong with you? And not only that, but it's none of your damn business what I like and what I don't like. This is America. Like, what is it? That is cancel culture, like, to the nth degree. And it's gross. Like, I cannot believe that people are even engaging in that sort of behavior in our country. It's so bizarre, and that we're allowing it to happen. And then the worst part of it, I think the worst part, hopefully she won't ever back down from that, because what is she? She's probably a Mormon? I'm assuming she's a Mormon.
Maybe, yeah.
If she's
the thing is that, like, these guys go through all this trouble to scrub their Twitter accounts, scrub their social media history.
Why?
And I don't know why. I mean, especially if they're not saying, like, offensive things, they're just liking what they like.
That's my point. The worst part of this is that people are apologizing for who they
right.
are. People
Never
are don't bend to the mob. Yeah, mm-mm. These people are apologizing for what they like, who they are, what they say. If you believe in if you're a conservative and you're out there and you're liking the things and you're just simply being a conservative, why on God's green earth would you apologize for that? Why would you apologize for being a conservative ever? Because when you keep doing that, it just makes it makes them more emboldened, and it allows them to win, and it makes it somehow okay for people to say you're not allowed to be conservative, or it's wrong to be conservative.
It's not, and it's wrong. An admission of some sort of guilt, which you shouldn't have any to begin with.
Exactly.
Like, that's what's so dumb. It's like the Jeopardy guy. You've heard about the Jeopardy guy?
Totally. Yes.
Like, he does this, right? He wins a third victory.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time he won, he was like, yay.
Yay.
And then the second time he was like, yay.
Yay.
And the third time he did the three. And now people are like, oh my God, he's a white supremacist. So at first he joked about it and he was like, no, you morons. I was counting my victories. It had nothing to do with white supremacy.
Right.
But because he didn't apologize, that wasn't good enough for the former Jeopardy Winners Club crowd.
Yeah.
And
who are a bunch of liberal, woke jack-offs, by the way.
He had to go and release a statement saying, I should have been more clear about my condemnation of white supremacy. No, you didn't have to be, because it had nothing to do with white supremacy.
Yeah.
Were counting wins.
Right. All you were doing is putting three fingers up saying, yay, I won three times. This is the problem, is that he was caving in to something and saying that he was guilty for something that he was never guilty of.
Right.
This is the problem. We keep doing this as conservatives. We keep going, oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for being who I am. Why are you doing that? Like, have a backbone and believe in who you are and say, I'm not going to apologize for who I am. You can go F off. I'm not going to apologize for who I am. And if you are not strong enough to be who you are, sorry, but that's not how I was raised.
It's like the whole Chris Harrison on The Bachelor thing, too. Apologizing for defending a girl who went to a party where they had big poofy dresses.
Yes.
The apologizing is never enough for the woke mob. They see it as a sign of weakness, and then they just tear you down further. It's one reason, and I talked about this on the show yesterday, Jordan Peterson, who, hugely popular in conservative circles, he has never been canceled because he would never apologize.
Right.
He has never apologized. He won't ever apologize. He's very kind, right? He's kind to the detractors,
mm-hmm.
but he never backs down. And that's why people don't mess with trying to cancel him. It's a pointless exercise.
I guess that, like, the difference between us and Jordan Peterson is we're not as kind. but right. perhaps we could take notes from Jordan Peterson. But I got to tell you, it's hard for me to be kind to some of these people.
He stays so calm.
He does stay
and
very calm.
And you know,
calm.
I get, what?
Well, we both do. I mean, it's then God bless him for being kind. He's a better person than I am. Apparently,
he's amazing.
But he's absolutely right in using that tactic. You do not apologize to these people if you believe. Listen, unless you're awful to a person, you say something that's terrible. Of course, you should apologize if you say something terrible to somebody and you regret it. But if you believe in what you believe, don't apologize.
Right.
And especially don't apologize for putting three fingers up, you moron. Why would you do that? I mean, you didn't do anything wrong.
It's just so dumb.
And in the case of BYU mom, I hope and I pray that she does not go, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for these, you know, tweets or whatever. Or, you know, this family should never apologize for being conservative. In fact, what they should do is be like, heck yeah, we're proud of being conservative. We're Christian conservative people. If you don't like it, bye.
Yeah. Eat a bag.
Yeah.
That's what they should say. They probably won't.
Well, they
won't.
They should. I mean, they're not us, but you know what I mean? They should totally tell people to just bugger off.
Why won't Vice President Kamala Harris actually visit the border and see the crisis for herself? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you what I saw firsthand in Tijuana. I'll also be joined by war correspondent Michael Yon, who is reporting on migrants from the jungles of Panama. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cancel culture.
Oh my God.
It's a
These
cancer.
Are the same people that are mad right now, and I'm not making this up. There was a Disneyland revamped their Snow White ride.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the ride, you come across the picture, like the whatever, I don't know if it's like actual like statue people or what, but it's of the prince giving Snow White a kiss at the end of the story. We all know the story, and that's what happens at the end. And so now cancel culture is mad because the prince kissed Snow White without her consent, you guys.
God.
I cannot even believe that this is a thing.
I can't. Okay.
But this is a thing.
So
thank you, Christy.
She was supposed to give consent, you guys, like in triplicate on forms, on documentation. She's supposed to do that. Didn't you guys know that? She's supposed to. I mean, it changes the whole story. But I mean, if you don't teach your kids this, that's what's supposed to happen, actually. Yeah.
Animatronics. That's the word I was looking for.
The animatronics. The really creepy animatronics at Disney. Right. Where they're all
yes.
That's what they're doing. Yeah, but that's what's supposed to happen in the story. Like a lawyer's supposed to come in and draw up paperwork, and then they're supposed to kiss after everybody signed all the papers and somebody's notarized it. I mean, that's so romantic.
Keep in mind what the options were. Death?
Right.
Or a kiss?
Well,
I mean, I feel like she's okay with this. It all worked out in the
how
end.
How do you
Did
know, Mock? How do you know? Did you ask her?
Because I feel
her?
Like when she woke up, he probably told her, yo, we made out. And she was like, cool, I'm alive now. And it was fine. You know what I mean?
You think it was fine?
I just can't. I can't with this. I cannot believe that this is a story and that these are the conversations that we're having right now.
You know why? You know why it's a story? You know why it's a story? Because liberals. That's why it's a story. Because liberals. Mm, this is what they're doing with their time. Oh my God, we have to be mad about this ride with the animatronics. And there was no consent. You guys, there was no consent. And this is why these chicks are depressed all the time. This is why they're mentally ill.
And that's a stat. If you missed yesterday's show, Pew Research has the stats. 56.3% of young liberal women have been officially diagnosed with a mental disorder. We didn't make that up.
Don't blame us.
We have a present. I forgot.
I need
to tell you about our present.
Oh my God.
It's from Cindy Patton from Lebanon, Missouri, who she is also the person who sent the onesie t-shirts. Do you remember those from forever ago?
Yes.
So she said that she loves our show. She keeps sending stars over Facebook, but she's not sure if they show up. And so we see them after the fact. So thank you very much if you've sent stars or if you send super stickers. We so appreciate that. She made us towels just for us. We each got one of these towels.
You gotta say cluck it and walk away.
Sometimes you just gotta say cluck it.
Oh my God, that's gonna look perfect in my house. Perfect.
Isn't it the cutest?
It is the cutest.
So sweet. Thank you so much.
That is the sweetest.
So nice.
God. You guys are just unbelievably talented. She made that?
She made it. Yeah.
How do you make that?
You gotta have more talent than we do.
I would be like with a magic marker, like drawing crap. the chicken would end up looking like, I don't even know what. You don't even want to know what the chicken would look like.
You don't even want to know.
It would be obscene, you guys.
Obscene. I know it's already 7. I haven't shown a single TikTok. I'm going to have to make up for that tomorrow. You're not going to show one today.
You should show one right now before we go.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Now there's pressure for me to choose a TikTok. Oh my God.
Under pressure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember John Crist? Remember John Crist?
Yes, I do remember John Crist.
So John Crist is back to doing stand-up now that he's over his skeeviness. Remember, he was a skeeve and he had to take some time off.
He repented. It's fine. Yeah.
He's repented. Now he's back to doing stand-up. And at his last show, he told a story about what he thought was a great answer to someone asking you, why aren't you wearing a mask? So that's what you're about to hear. He's got an answer for that.
Okay.
You ready?
All right. Yeah.
I already like Wisconsin. I don't come here much. We were getting lunch this afternoon, and we were in there, and there was a guy that wasn't wearing a mask, and this woman was like, "Excuse me, sir, where's your mask?" He looks at her straight in the face, goes, "COVID's over. Find a new cause." And what?
It's over.
It's over.
Get yourself a new cause.
Yeah,
the Karens.
Yeah,
it's true. That's what they're all called, right? The Karens.
Even though I'm sure there are a lot of really nice Karens out there.
Super nice Karens, but that's what they.
But they do need to find a new cause.
I know. I mean, for now, like, just enough already. You know what I mean? It's enough. God.
Yeah, I'm all done. Right. We're building a barn dominium. That's what we're building. Do you guys know what that is? Somebody asked what kind of a house I'm building.
You're going to need to give some context when you just throw out a sentence like that out of nowhere.
Somebody asked what kind of a house.
Okay.
Somebody said, what kind of a house are you building?
Well, okay.
We're building a giant mansion. Giant.
You're buying the Bill Gates property in Seattle.
Exactly. We're not doing that at all. We're building a little barn dominium on our property. Like, you know, it's like a barn that ends up being like a house, you know, that's what we're doing.
It's like a barn condo.
And Richard said, how much has your house cost gone up because of lumber? Yeah, we just got another, we're getting another, what do you call it?
Estimate.
From our folks. Yeah. God. And it gives me a heart attack. I'm sure my husband is watching this and he can attest to the fact that I'm like, I freak out. Lumber is crazy. And then there's something else that's like going up right now too.
Everything about houses is going up.
And it doesn't make any sense. There's no reason for it other than the fact that they're gouging people. There's no reason for it, you guys. None.
I thought it had to do with all the disasters. Like that there was a shortage of lumber because of all the natural disasters.
No, I think it has everything to do with the fact that they can.
Well, it ties into how houses are going for crazy amounts of money right now. It's insane.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. They say that the cost of lumber adds $5,000 to the new construction. Yeah, it's nuts. Oh, we have a troll in here. We're going to promptly get rid of him or her.
What are they mad about? What are you mad about, trolley person?
Yeah, what are they mad about? And why
is it because it's so early? Did we wake you?
Or is it because you have no life and that's why you're here? I'm sorry nobody loves you. That's going to be tough for you. We're sorry. Well, everybody make the troll feel welcome.
Yeah.
We'll be sure
somebody
to, like,
block them. Yeah, you can do that. You can block the people that are just being
You can?
Ridiculous.
Really? The other people can do that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's what I've heard from people.
That's really fun.
I don't know if that's on Facebook or on YouTube or what, but yeah, that's a thing that you can do.
Well, I'm so glad. All right. Well.
You guys, we're going to be recording another episode of our deep dive this week, and so it'll be out tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about the celebrity stories that you may have missed, so you're not going to want to miss it because we got some good ones.
Yeah, we always, Mock and I send stuff to each other all the time during the week. And there's so many things that we missed this week that we were going to talk to you guys about. So we're going to cover all those in our deep dive this week. Some good ones, really good ones. We're picking just the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do. Anyway, you guys bring it in. Bring it in, you guys.
Bring it in.
You guys have
good stretch.
A fantastic Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right?
Yes,
Tuesday. You guys have a... Have a fantastic Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
House Republicans stay tough on Iran, and President Biden reacts to the Chauvin verdict by declaring all of us racist. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll get you caught up on the news and give you some laughs, too. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.